response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Everything.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. On I-235 southbound, expect the usual delays moving onto K-96 east. The backup starts at 37th Street. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. Cloudy skies will eventually clear out this afternoon. Strong south winds, 15 to 25 and gusty, and a high of 73. Clouds come right back in tonight. Breezy and mild overnight, low 62. Clearing skies, windy and warm on Thursday with a high of 83, but thunderstorms are likely during the evening. Those could be strong, if not severe. Mostly sunny and really nice on Friday, high 77. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now,
the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The commercials are over.
No, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great supporter of the program here on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Good opportunity to get out and play a little golf before we get some storms later in the week. And the best thing, TJ, is when you're out there, you can play. You got time for, I don't know, 6, 7 holes, 9 holes, 12 holes. Go get it done. They've got 36 to choose from. I'm going to try to play 9 today if I can get 9 in. So if you see me out there, wave, say hi. And if you're listening and you don't know and you want to go take a tour of the facility, go give them a call. Tell them we sent you. You won't regret it. Welcome back here to Sports Daily. We're talking a wide variety of things today. Let's go back to TJ, the Kansas City Royals, winners, finally winners over the Orioles last night. Looked like it was going to be a disaster from the start. Chris Bubich gives up a big home run early in the game, but he settled in, had a pretty nice game, pretty nice performance. He's getting traded, man. Don't you think? Like, the Royals need him to pitch well for a million different reasons. They need to win games. He's getting traded. I really think he is. Even if they're good, even if they're in contention. So it's good to see him. He's got a chance to be good. It'd be nice if they could extend him or something. I just don't think it's going to happen. He's going to end up being an expensive player. They get into the bullpen. You mentioned Matt Strom. He was not good today. Ursig was much better today. Mears continues to be pretty good. We saw Lynch yesterday be good again. It feels a little piecemeal right now. They need Estevez back. Not necessarily to close. If he closes, fine. They just need it back because they need arms back there.
Yeah,
for sure.
They do. I don't know. At some point in all the mess, obviously, it's an offense problem. Last night, the offense was pretty good. They scored runs.
It's an offense problem.
It's an offense problem. But in the mix of it all, like, we have definitely got a bullpen problem on our hands as well. And I think that you're right. It's probably due to being a little shorthanded, but I mean, the amount of – I'd have to pull it up. I wonder how many eighth and ninth inning runs that they've had. I know at one point this year, which I guess snapped yesterday, but at one point this year, the Royals were being outscored in the ninth inning like 25-0 or something like that. Like, yesterday literally could have been their first ninth inning run of the year, which I may be true. So, I mean, that tells you about the back end of the bullpen, about what's going on. And it's weird because, as we keep saying, you know, a month ago we were saying we liked what they had cooking in the bullpen. And, I mean, everything is kind of changing. Like, Schreiber
injuries hurt that. I mean,
it's been one injury, though.
And it's been Schreiber being borderline unusable. Like, so now you're down.
What do you do about
two guys? Well, there's nothing you can do. You just hope other guys can pick up the slack. If we're being honest, and Urcic has blown the two saves, which has been not good, but it's the depth that might be saving them. Like, the fact that they happen to have Mears is real handy right now. Strom, the fact that they brought him in, and he's had some bad outings too. But there, you know, there's a difference, I think, with Strom and Urcic, who have had bad outings, but they still look okay. Whereas, like, Schreiber looks like he's just throwing batting practice up there right now. You know, Lynch is going to have to continue to step into a bigger role. Like, I won't be stunned if Daniel Lynch is a closer before the end of this season, which would be a really cool development for him. He's thriving in that role. The problem is right now he's too useful doing what he's doing and helping you in the ways that he's helping you. But if they were a thin bullpen before the year started,
yeah,
I don't know what they would do.
I don't know. I think the Lynch thing is interesting because I agree that you don't want to take him out of his role that he can fill for you. But in the same breath, like, he hasn't done it so far because he hasn't had to. The starters have been able to go six every game.
Well, he went an inning and a third two nights ago. So I think you got to have that too. And I'm not sure anybody else besides he and Urcic are equipped for it. And look, Urcic's still pumping at 100 miles an hour at the end of games. So it's not like the Estevez issue where you're like, God, he doesn't have his best stuff. Urcic's stuff has been fine. He's just walked some guys more than anything. It's okay. Like, of the concerns, the offense is far more concerning.
I agree. And like we've said, like, you know, we're drawing, you know, I don't know, drawing straws, I guess, or picking things to pick on. It's a trend, and it's happened multiple times. That's a thing. But at the end of the day, like, we're asking the bullpen to give up zero runs. Like,
I know, right? Sure would be nice if they had a 3-run lead somewhere along the way.
If you know, Matt Strom giving up a 2-run home run is not the end of the world. It shouldn't be, but it is.
Like, every time they take the mound, it feels like the game is on the line. And that is unfair to a bullpen. Like, that's, I mean, no bullpen in the world doesn't ever give up, you know, anything. So I'm with you. They've got to just take advantage of their scoring opportunities better than they have.
Last night, which is
we're
kind
seeing
of funny.
Some signs.
Last night was on offense. It's so funny. It was the inverse of Tuesday. It felt like, as it was, on Monday. Excuse me. Is that Monday was we got so many people on base and we couldn't score them for the life of us. And then the Royals last night was like, I think they had two or three sack flies. Like, they just weren't getting hits, but they were finding ways to score runs.
The Royals scored in 5 out of the 9 innings they played last night.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about
that? Right?
I'm telling you.
That's,
the grass is greener today, people.
Yeah, it worked out for them.
The playoffs are on the horizon.
The playoffs were never not on the horizon. Look, the problem isn't the record yet. I mean, it is a problem, but it's not insurmountable, obviously, to be 5.5 games back in the Central. It feels like they're 50 games back in the Central because you can't see them. Like, it is so hard. It's painful to watch them underperform. And every time, every day it goes on, every, you know, every bases loaded, nobody out situation, you're just like, is this going to get better? Like, is there better to have here? Can they do it? And that's where I think the panic has set in. Now, one win on a walk-off wild pitch when they almost blew it, runners at first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth with the heart of your order coming up situation again. I mean, my goodness. Like, I'll say it again. And Vinny, you know, had an RBI last night. Can we please? You've got dudes that are being highly productive down there. Can we just for a game, one game, let's see what happens. Kyle Isbell has been nothing but productive. May not last all year, but he is right now. Can we lead him off and back Garcia third? Can we move Carter Jensen up and break up Salvi and Vinny? I don't like, why is it so hard to try something different? We're almost a month into this thing and we just keep seeing the same thing over and over. Like, yep. How much do you need to see to know, at least right now, that's not working? And at some point, somebody's going to get hurt and you're going to get like, I have no doubt that in August, this is probably the lineup we're looking at. But until we get to August, weird things happen. Just do something else. Michael Massey is on fire coming back right now. Why not take advantage of that? And they did. They hit him. Where did they hit him? Sixth last night? Great. Yep. But you're willing to hit Michael Massey sixth, but you better not touch Garcia, Witt, Pasquantino, Perez, or Isbell. Don't touch them no matter what. Michael Massey, though, yeah, we'll hit him sixth. Sure. He's okay. Great. Take that same philosophy and apply it to the entire lineup. Drives me crazy.
I'm with you. Change lineup every day, but don't change the part that matters.
Well, don't change the part that's struggling.
Yeah, exactly.
Mess with everything else. But yeah. That one part that's been a real problem now, 25 games into the season, don't you got to leave that alone. Don't mess with that. But now the problem is, TJ, we come back to the, well, Salvi got mad at Q for benching. Like, you can't move Salvi out. He already got mad at him for benching. And that's where I have my concern.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Quatraro couldn't just say, Salvi, you're taking a day off. The fact that I'm not completely confident he can't walk into the room and say, Vinny, you're not hitting three hole today. Salvi, you're not hitting four hole today. I'm worried about that a little bit now after what we saw over the weekend with Salvi and Quatraro.
Thought of the day I had over the weekend was, or over the past couple of days, Vinny's contract that he signed. What was it, like a 2-year deal, I believe?
I think so.
So I don't even think it cleared arbitration for him. I can't remember. But it, you know, we thought that we could have seen like a, you know, a long term ish, you know, like 5-year type of thing. And you know, there was the talks about like, this is a prove it deal for both sides, isn't it? Like, this is the Royals saying like, we have Jack Haglione right there. Like, we don't need you that bad, but we really want you to work out and be good. And I think it's Vinny saying like, you don't want to pay me. Like, okay, I'm not taking a cheap deal. Give me 2 years and I'll show you what I'm really worth in a couple of years.
He knows, he's aware. I mean, we've seen him say these things on social media. He knows what the issues are, right? Yeah. He understands it. And so do the Royals. Like, Vinny Pasquantino at the end of this 2-year contract is going to be 30 years old and command, I don't know, on a free agent market, if he continues the trends he's continued in baseball, probably $20 million a year. Are the Royals with Jack Caglione there really going to want to pay Vinny Pasquantino $20 million a year? Because what we're seeing right now, that streakiness happens too often. Like, when he's going great, he's really good. But it's this weird thing where when the dust settles, you look at it and you're like, well, yeah, that guy deserves a big contract. But when you're in the middle of it, there's too much of this streakiness, I think. And he knows it. He said it. And the Royals know it. That's why they won't give him the big deal they've been willing to give other players. They'll be willing to give it to Jack Caglione. They'll be willing to give it to Carter Jensen, I'm pretty sure. Now, the price of that's going up too, though. Look at what these young star players are making across the league. Kevin McGonigal for the Tigers just got a $150 million deal. Connor Griffin, what did he sign? He hadn't even played yet. So the Royals are in this interesting financial conundrum. They've put everything behind Bobby Witt Jr. and they gave Michael Garcia the big extension. Are you really going to pay Vinny Pasquantino $20, $25 million a year for the streakiness? I mean, you got him hitting three hole and he's hitting under 200 right now. This isn't the first time we've seen him be streaky. He's been streaky at lots of times in his career. Now, that goes both ways, because when he gets hot, man, when he gets hot, he is He is a run-producing machine. But it's so hard to commit all the money into the middle of the lineup when it's not as consistent as it can be. So that's that prove-it deal's right. He's out there to prove it. And right now he's not proving it. And he knows that. But his energy, his leadership, his personality are all the things you want to build around. And I think we all root for him to be great because he's fun to watch. And he's fun. He's a fun royal. He's a great example for you. But he's got to get out there and prove it. Right now this year, he's struggled to do that a little bit. All right, we got lots coming for you in the next hour. Headlines I missed. We've got Joshua Briscoe to talk draft. We've got Shreya Slaughter to talk KU in the portal. Don't go away. Jam-packed hour two coming your way on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
Is 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, K248CY Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.